you're like, where is this story going? It's okay. Bronze Metal Lifers, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being here. Welcome to your day. And I hope you're looking forward to a good week. I know I am. Before I get started, if you have not had a chance to subscribe to this podcast and leave a little comment, leave a little review, I'd sure appreciate it. I love having you around, and those extra reviews help grow the community, and that's really, really important to me, because what I want to do more than anything is have more people getting acquainted with the idea of living a bronze medal life, putting down the pursuit of perfection and realizing how great you are just the way you are. So thank you for joining me here. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell somebody who needs a little extra boost in their lives. I'm here for them too. I'm here for all of you. Okay, so you know, I've been thinking about this. I think I'm going to just tell you this story and not even give you a preview of what the moral of it is for me. Okay, so I have two cats, and the way I say it is we have one amazing, sweet cat and one cat who is the reason that people hate cats. His name is Teddy, and he was our first cat, like, ever. We'd never had a cat before, and I won't get into the side story of how we got Teddy or why we got Teddy, but he always was a little bit of an anxious cat. And I think over the years, I think living in our house can give really any living being anxiety. It's a little chaotic here. It's a little chaotic. We've got a 17-year-old and twin 14-year-olds and my husband and me all living under one roof and, you know, big personalities. Okay, so we've got these two cats and Teddy is anxious. Meatloaf is the other cat. He's the one, like, he's so lovable. I promise you, the story involves my cats. It's not entirely about my cats. So if you're like, oh, here comes the cat lady with all of her cat fancy, we're not doing that. Don't worry about it. But okay, so Teddy, who's my anxious cat, he had this habit of burrowing into our furniture. Yep. Mm-hmm. You heard me. He had, like, he likes, you know, he likes the dark spaces, right? He likes to cuddle up. So he, and we have a bunch of those dumb cat caves. Okay, they're not dumb. They're necessary for cats and whatever. I just have a lot of them. Okay. We've given him plenty of options for perching, for hiding, for, you know, doing all the things that are comfortable for him, but he preferred the furniture. So here's what would happen. And I'm not joking. Like, he, you know how, like, under a couch, there's like, or under the furniture, under your like big overstuffed chairs, there's like a layer of, usually it's like black fabric and it's super thin. And, you know, listen, I never gave any thought to it until I had a cat who knew how to rip it open and climb into it. But I wonder why that's there. Anyway, because like nobody's usually under there. It doesn't matter except for my cat. So my cat would, like, if I was sitting there quietly doing work or whatever in a chair in my living room, suddenly the cat would very quickly dart under there and get into one of the many holes that he had ripped. And then he would climb into the chair and then suddenly he'd be up behind you. So you're in an overstuffed chair where you're supposed to relax. Suddenly there's a cat behind you, meowing, making noise, trying to find a place to nest. And then sometimes he would reach up through the cushions, like where your butt sits, and he would like swipe at you. I was like, oh my gosh, this cat is out of control. And every time it would create a level of anxiety in me, just even being in our living room, which is a really comfortable room. It's a place where kind of the whole family flops there. And this dang cat would be trying to get in under the furniture. So, and he would do it with, we have an overstuffed chair and then we have a love seat in our living room, and he would do it with both of them. So then we started to like stuff things under the couch, to the point where like we were trying to, it was like having a mouse, you know, like when you have mice, you have to like walk around and find the tiniest little holes and fill them with that ugly foam stuff. You know what I'm talking about. So I was doing that, but with my chairs and my couch in my living room, in like the first room you walk into in my house, if you are a guest. Okay. And we had stuffed, I had boxes under there. Like I get books in the mail. I'm in a book club and I get these books in the mail, and I had figured out that the book box was just the right height. So I was like, well, maybe if I put a bunch of these together, I can make it. So this cat is so, so stealthy and calculated. He still could figure out how to get in there. So then we were stuffing like towels and blankets and stuff under. I mean, it was ugly. It was so ugly. And it was kind of like embarrassing because people would come over and I'd be like, oh, our cat gets in our furniture. So that's why we have all these barriers around our furniture. I mean, it was really obnoxious. So, okay, I promise you that there's a moral to the story. Stick with me. So over the weekend, my husband and I, well, no, this happened actually earlier. I got this mastermind plan. You guys, I am moderately handy. So like I can wield a drill. Like I'm not afraid of it. I'm actually kind of good at it. I never get worried about hanging things. Okay, hanging things didn't sound complicated, but like putting furniture together sometimes I don't even use the instructions. I'm moderately handy. Like I can make those things happen. I don't shy away from home improvement projects very often. But I'm not like a woodworker. Okay. But I decided I was going to be. So I like went to Home Depot. I bought a bunch of 2x4s of various, I measured first, but of various lengths. And then I bought like black paint and some brackets, and I was sure that I had the best idea ever. I was going to make a box that was just exactly the right size for under the furniture. And so I was like, I was all amped about it. But you guys, I also didn't want to do it because I knew it was going to take time and I wasn't really in the mood. And we don't really like have a workshop at our house because we're not that handy. So it was like, oh, where am I going to do this? How am I going to paint this without it getting everywhere? It's kind of cold outside. I can't paint outside in the garage. I can't really do it. Okay. Do you see? But this cat was causing me so much anxiety getting into the furniture. So I don't know. I don't know what made me do it. I think I just had it on Sunday and I tipped the furniture over. I ripped all of that fabric off the bottom. Please do not email me and tell me that it is like vital for the health of the furniture, please, because it's gone now. So I ripped that off the bottom and I noticed that all I needed to do really to keep him out of there, that the only thing I needed to do really was block the piece of the furniture where he could get up behind the cushions. Cause that's really what he wanted to do. He wanted to get as high up, as dark as he could, and just like nestle in there. So I grabbed the braces. I grabbed a 2x4. I sawed it down to my husband helped me. We sawed it down to the right kind of size. We bracketed it in there. It took us all of 1 hour. And we flipped the furniture back. We took everything out from underneath it. So suddenly my living room looks like a living room again. And then we just sat there and hoped that he would lose interest. And because there's nothing there for him to perch in any longer. And so we put everything back. I like breathed a sigh of relief. I sat down and I noticed that every time the cat would come near the furniture where I used to be, because it was such a production, when he would get into the furniture, I would be so anxious. I didn't want him in there. And because I was trying to get him out of there, we'd have to get the treats and rattle the treats and wait for him to find his way out and then try to like encourage him to go into one of his other safe places that is appropriate for him. So we suddenly, like, I was like, oh, we don't have to do that anymore because there's nothing he can do under there. And sure enough, he would kind of get under the couch and he would meow a couple times, but he couldn't do anything. He couldn't go anywhere. And then he'd come back out and he'd find his own way to one of his other safe spaces. So, okay, you're like, where is this story going? It's okay. It's all right. So here's where the story is going. This is, to me, another example that I have these all the time in my life, where if the same thing is happening over and over and over again, and it is creating major anxiety in your life, do something different. Figure out what it is your body needs and what your brain needs in order to put that burden down and stop spiraling. Find a different way. I can't tell you how often I have this lesson in my life. And I also can't even express to you the massive relief that happens once you unlock the code and find the thing that you can do to make your life more relaxed and better. I did not realize how much time I was spending in my house living in a state of hypervigilance around this cat getting into the furniture. And it was an hour-long project, tops, that ended up making me so much less anxious. And it sounds like such a silly little thing, but truly, I don't even think about it anymore. The cat can go wherever he wants. I'm not concerned with my furniture getting ruined. And I can relax in the living room, which is meant to live in. So that's what I'm hoping you carry away from this. Is there something in your life that's creating a ton of anxiety for you, that's making you live on edge? That every time you think about it, you get that sort of rattly feeling in your chest and in your stomach. If there is something you can do about that to change it, do it. Take the time it takes to do something different, and then it will pay dividends because you will be less anxious. It will take that thing out of your brain. It'll take that thing out of your body, and you can just move forward calmly and happily. Take a note from me and my cat. So that's it for today. That's it for today. If you've got something in your life that's causing you anxiety, what can you do to change that? Whether it's to change the situation or change your reaction to the situation, get creative and ask for help if you need it. And in the meantime, in between time, thank you so much for joining me for another week on the Bronze Medal Life podcast. Please, please, please head over to my website. Check out my website, thebronzemedallife.com. There's a store there. You can link to my Substack there. Feel free to share this podcast if you like it with people that you like. And don't forget to leave me a review and a rating. That would be super helpful. Those really do make a difference. So thank you. Thank you for being you, and go out there and have as good of a day as you can. And remember, you're doing great.